talking point in the AFL this week has been Tom Stewart's bump on Dion Prestia, which knocked out Prestia. Tom Stewart's been remorseful, and it's created great debate in the footballing world on how many weeks, because it's gone straight to the tribunal, should Tom Stewart get from the tribunal for his bump on Prestia. And we're now joined by leading concussion campaigner Peter Jess, who has a strong opinion on this, and he is passionate about the concussion campaign, especially not only in the AFL but in the footballing community. And Pete joins us now. Good morning to you, Peter. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, thanks. How many weeks should Tom Stewart get?
Well, I think what we've got to focus on is this, is that this is a workplace, right? So we have guys who go to work each week. They should be going to work safe in the knowledge that they are not going to be subjected to this type of random violence. Now, whilst we want to call it a bump, it's not a bump. It was off play. It was deliberate, and he had a choice. He either could have stopped or else then that would have then at least given the chance to stop, you know, the outcome. I mean, what we need to have is rules that prevent this type of, you know, behaviour, and that they act as a deterrent. And this is where I think, you know, the AFL has failed. It's failed because it's too soft on this. We actually don't know what the long-term damage is going to be for, you know, Dion, you know, going forward. What we do know with the knowledge we have now is that we have a significant number of players who have brain traumas. And those brain traumas lead to the early onset of dementia and a whole range of other problems. You know, this is real world stuff, and if we can prevent it, that's what we must do. We've got to have deterrence.
So what can the AFL, I know you think they've been slow to act on this whole debate. What can they do now, Jesse? Like, we're trying to improve these incidents, to be fair, are less, but they still happen. What can the AFL do?
Well, I mean, if we send a very clear message, right, that you need to have a deterrent. Now, what is the most obvious one? That is that if the guy who has created the damage to the other player, then he should be sent off. He should be sent off immediately, which means that there is no advantage for that player staying on. Now, as we saw, Tom Stewart was critical in, you know, the win. Now, if he was out of the game, the scores may have been, you know, reversed. But it's about preventing these things.
So we just got to get rid of the bump, basically, Pete?
Well, what is this? It's all about safety. Now, we know that the damage is created by the velocity of the, you know, collision. If we can mitigate that, then we are at a starting point. So what it means is that, you know, I've said to the AFL is that the, you know, transition from one zone to the other at speed, and, you know, because we're a 360 game, you can get clobbered front, centre, sideways. And if you have a look and see, when we looked at, you know, the research, we found that if you've played 10 years or more, you were likely to have a 92% of some type of brain damage. Now, that in itself tells you that we have to mitigate, and we're not doing that.
And Jesse, with compensation, and there's a lot of issues around that for a lot of retired players seeking help.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, clearly, it is the black hole, is that what happened in 2017, the AFL and the AFLPA reached a CBA where they said that they would then have a type of hardship fund, right? But it only applies to people from 2017 forward. The bulk of the players who need the help are pre-2017, and that's what I've been saying to, you know, the AFL. We need to find a way to help these guys, and it's real.
Is it getting better, but with the science? Daniel Venables is an example. I think he's in Florida at the moment getting checked out by American doctors, and he's improved out of sight. But the doctors in America couldn't believe the treatment that he was advised with here in Australia. Do we need to get better?
We do. What we found with the research that we did a deep dive into all of the types of things that were happening. We found that the science and medicine did not match up with the clinical outcomes that we were seeing with players. We were being told that there was no permanent damage, there was no worry about what was going to happen in the future, which we found to be simply not true. And when we then did a deep dive into the experts, the way that they had conducted their research, we found that it was simply untenable that they could base return to play protocols on the science that had been presented. What we say is this: if you don't test, you don't know. So it's a matter of having regular tests. I mean, it's beyond belief in this day and age that we don't have baselines for every player at the start of the season and the end of the season to find out if there's been any structural damage during the year, so that they can then have a rehab program. And this is what we found with Dan, is that the so-called world's leading concussion guy said to Dan, is that, well, there's nothing much we can do. You'll be living on the antidepressants for the rest of your life. Now, that to a kid at 19 is frightening.
Well, we got to get better at it, and we've got to keep talking about it. And not only in AFL football, I've got mates that have played country football, and they're suffering big time. Because back when I was playing, it was like the tough thing to do to back in packs and go back on if you can cast. And we never knew any better. And we've got to educate, especially, I think, grassroots football.
Look,
and the communities
that is 100% there. Gareth. I mean, you are 100%, because I get phone calls on a regular basis, from parents, from players who are saying there is just nowhere we have a central focus of getting to understand, the outcomes from, concussion. The big worry I have at the moment is the number of women that I get phone calls from who have had multiple, concussions, and it is a very serious, problem, and we're not just doing enough. And, this is why we need to get this focus right.
Keep fighting that fight, Pete. Thanks for your time, mate, and we appreciate it, and everybody's got to continue to talk about it and make sure that they do the right things. And if your mate gets concussed playing football, you make sure he has a couple of weeks off.
Correct.
And do the right thing. Good on you, mate.
Thanks.
There's Peter Jess there. He makes a good point. It is a contact sport, and you're going to... People are going to get concussed, and you got... And when you play football, we all understand the risk of doing that.
But I think we've come a long way with the concussion, the independent doctors. Like, players are getting pulled up. They're watching the videos. They're getting taken out of games when they wouldn't previously. So we've got a long way to go, but I think we're on the right track.
Yep. Good on you, Scotty.
It's been an honour and a privilege.
Yep. I'll catch up with you tomorrow morning from 8:30. Steve-O's got a tip for us, I think, at the Townsville races today.
Something's going on here.
Steve-O, what's the mail at the Townsville races? Michael Felgate, hello to you.